Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Project Lead the Way teachers Josh McCollum and Susan Lyons at Pella Middle School, as well as David Newman with Cargill, join us on today's program to talk about Cargill's recent donation of a 3D printer to the Pella Middle School classroom. And Josh, we'll start with you. Project Lead the Way, many people may have heard about it after we've recapped school board meetings or we've had different projects on the air before. What is Project Lead the Way? And I understand it's both here at the middle school and high school.
Project Lead the Way is an intro to engineering class that's offered for the students. Here at the middle school, we have a couple different realms of engineering. We've got the computer engineering portion of it with a couple computer science classes. And then we've got more of, you know, like the mechanical engineering and stuff like that with the robotics. And then we also have the design class as well. The high school focuses a little bit, not on the computer science side, but on the other two. They've got engineering and design, which is an extension of our design and modeling. And then also principles of engineering, which takes even the robotics a little bit further in the physics aspect.
And we have David Newman from Cargill here today as well. And Cargill has been involved with this for many years, but recently a big contribution to the classroom directly. First of all, how did the company get involved with this project? And tell our listeners what the gift was and what does it mean to be able to give it?
So Cargill's been involved with Project Lead the Way for several years now, supporting through the board experiences down at Cargill as well. We got involved in this particular project by asking Principal Manning what support he needed. He reached out to Mr. McCollum and Mrs. Lyons for the support, and the specific support was around a 3D printer. So they have some here. They are a little old. There's some struggles with them and really wanted a better tool to use for the kids to demonstrate capability and hands-on project work. And so we have, in Eddyville, we have a Cargill Cares Council made up of employees from Eddyville, and we decided how to distribute funds for local requests. And so we got together, reviewed this, and decided this was something that we wanted to support as we support those communities we live in.
What does it mean to have this new technology and to be able to give the students the best and the latest?
The kids could not be more excited when they see this 3D printer in action when they enter the room for whatever class they're taking. This is a hands-on, tangible way for students to create projects and get excited about those projects and see them come to life literally in front of their eyes, as opposed to building something out of recyclable material or wood product. I would say that this opportunity has given us more time in the classroom with our kids because this printer prints literally 50% faster than our previous printers, and it is more cost-effective in the long run.
And Josh, how is this being implemented in your classes in regards to the way students are able to use it or the things they're able to learn through this process?
They're taking their 3D models that they've created on the computer, and then they can send those files to me to get printed, and then they're able to go. What we use specifically in our class as a part of our curriculum is to create a puzzle cube. And so they're able to have a physical, tangible puzzle cube in their hands. They like it. They get to enjoy it. They get to see, you know, this is what I designed, this is how it actually ended up. They do get to notice a few things that if they were to continue on this path, that they might say, oh, you know, these aren't quite fitting together right. Why are they not? And then you'd have a conversation around, well, there's these tolerances that you need to consider. If you made this exactly 1 inch wide and you made this exactly 1 inch wide, and then with the printing capabilities, depending on how accurate you set that, they're not going to quite fit together. So when you design it, you'd have to think back to when you designed it. How could I adjust those to make sure that they did actually fit together when we were all done?
And David, for you, what's it like to hear how these teachers are using the technology already? And why in your mind is it important to provide these kind of resources to our young people?
It's really fun to come in here and see. When we brought the donation over, I got to see the students, hear some of their feedback and stories about it. It's important for a couple of reasons for me. We were talking earlier that when I was in high school, growing up, learning about the sciences, it was a lot of theoretical. This is how you might apply this information. This is what you could do with science. Here's how you could use math. Actually having an opportunity for students to be able to say, what does that mean? How can I use that? How can I help the world be better? It's just a lot of fun to watch and see that development.
And Susan, moving forward, what does it mean to continue to give students opportunities? This isn't just limited to your classroom, but here throughout the district, applications in the real world, and to have them see something that they will likely see in the workplace maybe 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
Well, I think this is not only about getting kids excited about science and STEM and mathematics in general, but I think this is also about the sustainability of Pella. This is not only important for our school district in the long-term life of our school district, but it's about companies and our manufacturing companies here and how they can contribute the knowledge that they're learning here in school to go off to post-secondary and come back and contribute to our sustainability.
Once again, those were Pella Middle School Project Lead the Way teachers Josh McCollum and Susan Lyons, as well as David Newman with Cargill. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.